Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
In the past few minutes or so, Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz has resigned. This after huge controversy over leaked emails showing that party officials plotted against Bernie Sanders during the whole Democratic primary campaign. The emails were made public by WikiLeaks right on the eve of the party convention that will crown Hillary Clinton as the party's presidential nominee. The Sanders campaign has been calling for Ms. Wasserman Schultz's resignation for months now, saying for some time that she appeared to favour Clinton in the primary campaign. Mr. Sanders says the emails that have been released by WikiLeaks appear to support the argument.
Well, I think it's outrageous, but it is not a great shock to me. I think, as I said, it's what we talked about 6 months ago. I mean, there's no question to my mind, and I think no question to any objective observer's mind, that the DNC was supporting Hillary Clinton and was in opposition to our campaign. So I'm not quite shocked by this. And that is why many, many months ago, I made it clear that I thought Debbie Wasserman Schultz should resign, should step down.
Well, our US correspondent Simon Marks is on his way to the convention, fresh from the Republican convention, Simon, which was a pretty controversial affair. But here we have, right on the eve of the Democratic convention, the sort of chief official standing down.
Yes, absolutely, Guy. And look, this is an enormous black eye for the Democratic National Committee, which was supposed to be neutral throughout the primary process and was supposed to be operating the rules of the game in a fair way as far as both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and the third candidate who was seeking the Democratic Party's nomination at the beginning of the election, Martin O'Malley, are concerned. But these emails confirm what I think everybody, as Bernie Sanders there, had already surmised, as Bernie Sanders said there, namely that the Democratic National Committee was packed with figures who were truly loyal to both Bill and Hillary Clinton, among them the chairwoman of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a congresswoman from Florida. Notably, Barack Obama has just put a statement out from the White House following her decision to resign, saying that for the past 8 years, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has had my back and I am grateful. But it is precisely the fact that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is perceived, especially by supporters of Bernie Sanders, to have been partial to the Democratic Party's establishment, to Hillary Clinton's primary campaign and presidential bid, that she has found herself in so much trouble, and that these WikiLeaks documents that have been released within the last day or so have caused her so much discomfort.
Now, Simon, I saw that some of those emails had been around plotting to highlight Bernie Sanders' faith or lack of it, that he was an atheist, and would this come out? They were trying to work out how to plant that sort of material. Could this be directly traced back to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, or did she just preside over the sort of culture that was allowing this to happen?
Well, she certainly takes responsibility as the head of the DNC for the communications that went on, although her name is not directly implicated in that particular conversation. But it seems apparent that some DNC officials became increasingly concerned about the strength of Bernie Sanders' performance in the primary campaign and were particularly worried that Hillary Clinton's southern firewall, as she referred to it, might not hold. And so there was a conversation about whether in the Bible Belt the DNC ought to take steps to suggest that Bernie Sanders, who of course is culturally Jewish, although not actively practicing his Jewish faith, to suggest that either he was Jewish or that he was an atheist, but certainly he wasn't a Bible-carrying Christian, as so many voters in that Bible Belt are. I mean, that's one piece of this particular puzzle. The other piece of it, of course, is simply the evidence that the Democratic National Committee, these emails suggest, was not neutral, was not impartial, and was, as Bernie Sanders has long suggested, trying to game the system in favour of Hillary Clinton.
What impact, then, given that she has, even in her own concession or by her own admission, some problems with trust, Hillary Clinton, what impact will this have on her?
Well, I suspect she will be hoping not much. I mean, we're on the eve of this Democratic convention, which gets underway in a few hours' time in Philadelphia. Obviously, Hillary Clinton, like Donald Trump last week, would like to come out of that convention saying that the party is unified around her. And she has already received Bernie Sanders' endorsement. He doesn't seem to be suggesting that he's going to withdraw that endorsement. And she will be flanked over the next few days by the rock stars of the Democratic Party, including Barack Obama, including, of course, her husband, the former President Bill Clinton, Vice President Joe Biden. So she'll have the opportunity to suggest to the viewing public that the party is much more unified around her than the Republican Party is around Donald Trump. Equally, however, there is the possibility that all of this emboldens protests that may take place outside the building, led by some of Bernie Sanders' supporters. And Bernie Sanders has long argued that while he can endorse Hillary Clinton, he can't guarantee to deliver his supporters to her. And we may well see that on the floor of the convention there may be a bit of unrest, and outside the building there may be considerable disquiet as a result of all of these revelations.
Indeed, Simon, just briefly, because we've only got a minute left, these hacks were thought to have been perpetrated by Russia in some way. There's been even people suggesting that there are some sort of links between the Trump campaign and Russia. What do you make of any of that? Is this conspiratorial, or is there some basis to it?
Look, Donald Trump has had very complimentary things to say over the last few months about Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin has had very complimentary things to say about Donald Trump. And as you know, the Russians have been actively involved in the past in trying to hack the computer systems of both American political parties, as well as some of the departments of government here in the United States. So I think there is undoubtedly interest in the suggestion that Russia may have been involved in this in a bid to try and boost Donald Trump's position ahead of this Democratic convention and at a pivotal moment in the US election campaign.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks so much, Simon. Simon Marks there.